Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I assist you?
Hi, Joyce. This is Christina White. I see a charge on my Capital One card now twice, and I don't know what this is for.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
23235.
And I thank you for that. And you stated your first and last name was Christina White.
White spelled WHYTE.
Okay, give me one second while I locate an account associated with it.
Thank you.
Alrighty. And for security purposes, Ms. White, can you verify your address associated with this, please?
Yes. 3801 Wainfleet Drive, Richmond, Virginia, 23235.
Alrighty, and give me one second, please, ma'am.
Yes.
Alrighty, and I was successfully able to find an account associated with you. I do see back on December the 19th that you paid a $7.45 shipping and handling to receive a foot massager.
The foot massager, yes.
Yes, ma'am. The item itself was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And if you scroll down, it did state in the terms and conditions that you would be billed 48 hours later a membership fee for signing up. Okay?
Okay.
This membership fee also gave you a $125 gift card that was actually downloaded into the email that you used at the time that you signed up. If you go inside of your email, there's a link in there. You can open this link up and you can use that gift card to go online to the web store and purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. But you will be billed that membership fee for as long as you are enrolled into that Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay, I want to cancel it now. I never
Okay.
saw that 100 and something gift card. I don't even have that cell phone anymore.
I'm
So
sorry.
you need to cancel it for me.
All righty, give me one second, ma'am, and I'll be more than happy to get it canceled for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I had one charge before for 49 something, and this time it is 56.95.
Yes, ma'am, but I'll get it canceled for you, okay?
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All righty, ma'am. I was successfully able to get you canceled out of that. You won't be billed anything further. I do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, please.
All righty. That will be C as in Charlie. That's 259-085-296.
Okay, can you credit me for those two charges?
Now, the only charge that I am able to actually give you any kind of refund on is the one that was last billed to you, and that was the one in February, and I can offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
The 56.95, so.
Yes, ma'am, I can do 35% refund of that charge. I could refund you $19.93 on that.
Oh, wow, that's not very helpful. Okay. So there's no way that you can refund me the whole amount.
Now, I can do what we call our family and friends amount of refund, and I could actually refund you 50%, which would be half of the amount, which would be $28.48.
That would help me,
Oh.
28.48.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you do that for me, that
Yes,
refund?
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Okay.
I'll be happy to do that for you. And that refund will actually show back up into your account. It would take 3 to 5 business days, okay?
That's fine. Yes, that's
All
fine.
righty, no problem. And I do thank you for calling customer service, and you do have a great day, okay?
And I thank you very much. I
You're more
think,
than welcome.
yeah, I should be more careful what I do on my phone.
That's okay. And we all do that.
Yeah, but I do appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a nice day.
Same to you, ma'am, and you as well, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.